Baby? Baby, you're asleep, right? Baby? Hello? Sorry. You can sleep through anything, I know, but tonight of all nights, I need to make sure you stay asleep. I can't have you hearing what I'm about to say if you're awake. Well, not just yet, anyway. For now, please be a pumpkin and just stay sleeping for me, okay? Okay. So I've been thinking about this for a really long time now, and I think I'm almost ready. Ready to say it, that is. I know a more romantic girl might say something like, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you the moment I met you. Babe, I wish I could be her, but that's just not me. The fact of the matter is that when I met you, I was terrified. Terrified that I'd embarrass myself, that you'd be ashamed to be seen with me, or that I'd say something incredibly stupid and end up offending you. Christ, babe, I still am, to be completely honest. I mean, you're lying here, practically naked next to me, and you're so damn perfectly warm and soft, and you always say you love how you can still make my heart race, but I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay? You see that pounding, racing, thumping in my chest? That's fear. Fear that I'll do something stupid, I'll mess something up, or say something wrong, and God, I can't even say it. Lose you. I'd lose you, and I can't even think of what life would be like without you. I mean, how do you breathe without air? How do you live without life? I'm rambling. See, this is why I'm saying this here, like this. Because it's all in here, you know? Twisted and knotted up in these unbreakable tangles, and this is the only place I can work through them. I can't talk to my friends about this, and my family, well, you know about that situation. Whenever I feel this way about something, I talk to you. That's half the point, actually. You're the only person I can come to with these really personal, really important things, so when the topic is you, who do I talk to then? Man, alright. Let me try and get back on topic here. You asked me where we're going with this, with us, and you didn't push it. You tried to make it light. God, I could hear how much of an effort you made out of trying to sound casual about this, because, well, you know how I can be. Distant, you say. Cool and flighty. Scared and clueless, more like, but hey, if I can keep you thinking that for a while, then why not, huh? But you asked. You put it out there, and I didn't say anything. You had every right to, of course. It's been a while. Too long, your friends say. Too long, even my friends say. Yet, you've been patient, and you've never pushed it, and you waited, but I know you don't want to wait any longer, pumpkin, and I want you to know that an answer is coming, okay? It's tough, you know? When we first started, I said I don't believe in saying I love you so quick, and you agreed, even if maybe I could tell that you might have been saying it for me. You're just so romantic and always so sweet, and I can see all of this love building up inside of you, and you just want to show it, but you don't. And I can see it in these moments when you think I can't hear you sigh, and every time you look off into the distance after looking at me, I worry. I worry you're thinking about the next girl and how she'll let you say you love her, and how she'll be brave enough to say it back, but sometimes I don't want there to be a next girl. And I don't know which is more terrifying. If you had asked me months ago if I ever thought that I'd be in bed with a guy half as gorgeous as you, I'd probably laugh. Not just because I didn't think I could ever find anyone as handsome as you, but I just never thought that I'd let anyone this close. The thought of letting someone past all of my, you know, me, see the interior, it was horrifying. I didn't think anyone could even stand to look at this, let alone ever want to. And then you. Suddenly, you. Impossible, impervious, immaculate, you. You toughed it out, you wore me down, you met every one of my walls and you broke them. Sometimes with a hammer when I was being stupid, but mostly with a smile. That perfect heartache you call a smile. The first thing I see when I wake up and the last I see when I go to sleep at night. Not to mention all the things you let me do to you in here. And every time I think I'm pushing you too far, you somehow manage to cry out for more, and babe, you've made all my dreams and fantasies come true. You always make me feel so wonderful. Now, this would normally be the part where I'd talk about how ugly I am, how I have so many problems, how you'd be so better off without me, and I know that when I say that stuff, it makes your blood boil. It's wrong. I'm wrong, and you've showed me that time and time again. I mean, look at you. You're perfect. You're mine, and you deserve the absolute best. I know I haven't said it enough, but that's because they're such heavy words, and I've been realizing the real gravity around them, but God help me. I really do truly love you. I mean, it feels so good to say that. I mean, look at me. You handsome sleeping idiot. I do love you. I do, okay? Now don't leave me. Don't look for someone else. You don't need her because she's right here. She's just stupid and worried and so terribly terrified that this will end up like all of the other ones. That's what this is all coming down to. The big point I'm trying to make. I'm beginning to realize that part of our lives being perfect is me realizing that, well, it'll never truly be perfect. But that's part of the fun, right? Making our way through all of the ups and the downs, the bends and the curves, the fights and the making up. Together. What does need to change is my perception of everything. I can't be the perfect woman for you because she doesn't exist. I can try to be, though, and that starts with a little more confidence, a little less being distant, and not waiting to become the perfect woman, but becoming the woman you already see me as. I'm ready, pumpkin. I have an answer for you, and it's yes, I do love. What's wrong, babe? No, I didn't hear anything. Let's just go back to sleep, okay? Here. Put your arm there. Let me fit in right here. And mwah. There. Perfect. Good night, sweetheart. I sleep well. I'll see you tomorrow morning.